Welcome to your latest Prem podcast, Prem Talk. We'll be covering everything from Premier League, from recaps, roundups, build-ups, transfers and general Prem Talk through the 19-20 season. Sit back and enjoy. We're going to kickstart this podcast talking about things we've seen being really big on Twitter this week. One that for me kept popping up was about Paul Pogba and saying he wants to, well, I don't know if it's him or his agent, saying he wants to be out of Manchester United. But we put a poll on Twitter, it finished about half an hour ago. We got about 45 responses from it, 91% of people saying to cash in on him and get rid, and only 9% saying they'd like to keep him. We're going to go through today how we feel on the situation, because I know Harry is quite a big fan of Pogba, and we're going to talk about possible replacements for him and things like that. So Harry, like I said, you're a bit of a fan of Pogba, aren't you? You don't mind him. So, if I asked you the question on the poll, if you're a Man United fan, would you cash in on him or would you keep him at the club for another season?
I'd try to keep him, but if it's players if they don't want to leave, obviously, they'll just cause a bit of friction. Obviously, if they're wanting to move and they stay, then they just cause a bit of trouble around training and on. They won't be getting picked for selection or they won't be putting in 100% because they obviously know they don't want to be there. But I think he is Man U's best talented player. I think he's the one that's actually world class in their team. So it'd only make them worse unless they were to find a player that's of that quality. But you've got to fight against Barcelona, Real Madrid and Man City to get them players where they can all guarantee Champions League football. Whereas Manchester United can't do that, so who are they going to attract that's of that same calibre as Pogba?
Yeah, well, I think I'm the other side of that poll, because I think any player that's a disruption to the team, especially how Pogba's been at the minute, especially with the friction at Man United, him not playing as they'd like to be playing, obviously a massive club, I think he kind of thinks he's bigger than the club. I think his transfer fee showed that. The fact that they let him go when he was a youngster and brought him back might have even made him feel like, well, they got rid of me now, they brought him back for 80 million. Obviously, that's a lot of money to go for. He's on big wages. If Pogba doesn't want to play though for Man United don't play, which is a big factor. So I think if they replace him, they need to get adequate replacement for him. But personally, I think I'd get rid of him. I'd get a decent amount for him, I think, because I think people will still pay good money for him. I think, did they buy him for 80 million? Were it 80 million?
90 million.
90 million. Yeah. I don't think they'd make anything back on him. I don't think he'd go for as much as that now.
I just think the teams that he'd like to go to can't spend that money now, because Barcelona have just spent money on Frankie de Jong, Real Madrid have just bought Hazard and loads of other players. Juve have just gone to buy Maidalit and they can't really spend that money. So if...
Would you not think maybe PSG might be, obviously if they get rid of Neymar and they get a bit of money coming in?
They could definitely afford him. It's just like...
He might be a bit happy really being back home.
Yeah, not really being in the running for him. But I agree with you on, he thinks he's like, he probably... The reason... Man United have got a lot of dead wood at that club. So for him, he probably is their best player in terms of the last 2-3 seasons, whereas at Juve you're playing around like experienced players, like you had obviously Chiellini, Bonucci, Barzagli, Pirlo.
Yeah, all just as
you had players that had won World Cups and stuff playing around. I mean, he was younger at the time, so obviously he couldn't really show off to it like he's the best, because he weren't the best. Whereas at Manu, he's the best and he knows that, so he feels like he can get away with more stuff. So
you think he needs to be a team full of world beaters then?
Or just playing with players in the squad that can bring him down a peg or two, do you know what I mean? Because that's what he probably needs. I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and this season especially, he's probably like mollycoddled him, where and he's like, oh, you need to. I think you need what Mourinho did and just give him a bit of tough love. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, like, and he didn't like that. So if he's not going to perform to what we know he can, then you would have to look at selling him and bringing in someone who's going to. But then who do you go for? Because like if any player can sign for Man U, they've probably got Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Man City on table, who are 4 miles ahead of Man U at the minute.
Shouldn't be. I mean, Man United are a massive.
No, but again, I think they just got stale, didn't they? Whereas every other club in England sort of moved forward, maybe apart from Chelsea or Arsenal or whatever. But Liverpool and City are that far ahead, and it's not even like they've gone and spent on like big on one player. Do you know what I mean? Like they've just bought players that are like 40, 50 million, and built it like a young team that's going to probably be top of the Premier League for the next 5, 10 years. Man U just add old players, like giving contracts like Smalling and Jones and Ashley Young and Mata, who have been there for absolutely ages and they've not been good for 2 or 3 years.
I think Pogba were the last ambitious signing they made.
Yeah, like, I don't think Di Maria was
ambitious.
Alright, but yeah, like Pogba's the one where you thought, yeah, this is a massive.
I mean, bringing in Wan-Bissaka and the lad from Swansea, I don't think they're ambitious signings.
I just think they're looking. They've gone the opposite end now, signing youth. But I just think with Man U, they haven't got.
They should be attracting big players, and at the minute, it seems like a bit of a. It seems.
Just
a bit of melting pot.
They're becoming a club where, like, if you were to look at their starting 11 on paper, they are where they are for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, they make players really average. Like Martial came in with this massive. He's going to be the next big thing, like Thierry Henry.
I think Martial can still be.
Yeah, I do, but I don't think at Man U. I think if he played at like a Liverpool or Man City, you'd get a lot more. And then you had Di Maria, who they made look like just bang average.
Oh, yeah.
They're just giving contracts to players that don't deserve it. They're not good enough for the team. And then you sign and you give contracts to players that aren't good enough for the team. They're six for a reason. Do you know what I mean?
So replacement wise. Who would you feel would be an adequate replacement for Pogba?
It's just who they can obviously get in. Like for me, the closest player to like what Pogba does all round is like Modric. I don't think he's going to leave Real Madrid.
I don't know.
Unless
last season been a bit infectious.
Unless Real Madrid obviously keep going with this youth development thing where they're bringing in like young players and then Modric gets pushed aside. But I think Modric is the closest player to Pogba in what. They both offer.
Yeah.
But is it a lot of them players about? I don't think there is. You've got like.
Would you say we're selling Pogba, you'd have to bring in maybe two. Well, we'll say Pogba's world class. Would you say you've got to bring in two good midfielders to maybe equivalent Pogba?
Well, yeah, I don't think world class guarantees you anything. Because, like, Man City signed. Kevin De Bruyne weren't world class when they brought him in, Gundogan weren't world class when they brought him in. You know what I mean? They don't have world class players. Like when they bring him in, they just make him into world class players.
Well, yeah.
Like Fernandinho, when he came into Man City, he weren't world class. He were good, but he weren't world class. So they've not really signed. Man City are signing players that they know Pep Guardiola can make better, and he's done it to every single player.
Would you? You know what I'd say? Obviously, I know Leicester are close to it. Tielemans.
Yeah.
He'd been an adequate fit for Man United.
They were on about it, weren't they? They were on about signing, but I think they just fell through. Or
so we've heard them rumours as well that Matic might be, well, Inter Milan want to swap Matic for Nainggolan and cash. I think. I think Nainggolan's an exceptional midfielder.
Yeah, I think he's an all-round better midfielder. Yeah. And Matic is getting on in age, so
I don't think he offers the same as Pogba. But
no.
I think he could be one of them good midfielders. You know what I mean? And obviously get another good midfielder with him. Could be that added effect.
I like James Maddison, to be fair, at Leicester. Like, I think he'd fit in well at Man U, because obviously like,
he's young as well. So.
Yeah, so he could be there for ages, for years. But then again, would he want to go to... Because they're not in the best of shape, and Leicester are looking like they're going to do something good soon. Do you know what I mean? We're bringing in Brendan Rodgers and...
Yeah.
Bringing in players like Tielemans
and Maddison, obviously, last season.
Keeping Maguire, that'll be massive.
Bringing Harvey Barnes back as well. They've got a lot of
young. They're going places again. They're going to be up around the top six this season. So, to see.
We'll have to see come start of season. Not long now, under 5 weeks, and we'll be there. So another big thing we've seen on Twitter this week is obviously up at Newcastle. With what's going on with Mike Ashley. Obviously, not having a manager at the minute, selling one of the top strikers. We just like to like dip into this a little bit. Obviously Mark Ashley, there's been a lot of problems for a few seasons with him. There's been talk of this billionaire coming in and taking over and pumping money into the club. Looks like nothing's really materialising at the minute. Obviously you keep hearing things pop up that it's about to happen, it's going to happen, but it's been going on for months now. Mark Ashley, for some reason, doesn't want to sell Newcastle. I don't know why he says he does, but I think deep down he doesn't. I'm not sure why. He seemed to sell a lot of the big players in bringing in players that are a lot cheaper and maybe don't do the same job. They got rid of Pires obviously the other day. I think they covered the backs for that in January, bringing Almer on in. If he's going to be the same sort of player as Pires, we're not too sure. Where do you stand on the whole Mark Ashley situation?
It's just been going on for years, hasn't it, with him saying that he wants to sell up, and obviously he's been looking for buyers for ages. But surely, if you wanted to sell the club that much, you'd just take what you can get. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's holding out for money that's, no one's gonna pay that much for where Newcastle are at the minute. So it's a bit of a shame for fans, because if you have to put up with that week in, week out. Like, because Newcastle have had really good players over the past sort of 5-10 years, and they just obviously they get moved on, and then like you said, they bring in cheaper alternatives, and then the majority of them don't work out. Obviously they've had ones that do work out, like Perez, and like
they kind of create players, don't they?
Yeah, they've obviously brought in players like Atsu and Matt Ritchie, and just players that the players have sold are far better than the ones they've brought in. But yeah, he just didn't. I get it. If you'd already agreed a deal to sell the club, then I agree, don't spend money, because what's the point if you're selling it? But if you're not, while he's not selling it,
you've still got
a responsibility. Yeah,
the club's still got needs,
and you've still got a responsibility while it's your club, and you're just not fulfilling that. And the quicker he leaves Newcastle, the better it'll be for Newcastle and probably the rest of football, because I don't think anyone can stand him. To be fair, he's just. Just one of them owners where, like,
toxic.
Yeah, and people say, oh, it's a business. It's, yeah, but you've still got responsibilities as a football owner to provide needs for the football club.
Yeah, because, I mean, if this went on too long and they didn't end up buying anyone, which obviously they haven't bought anyone yet, it could really, really affect next season for them.
Yeah, obviously. And even if they bring players in, if they're just the usual, oh, 5 million here, 10 million there on players that aren't, they've not got the pedigree, they're just sort of fillers for the squad. They're always going to be lurking around relegation, and it's not what you want, though, when you've, because Newcastle have got the potential to be in and around that top four with the money they've got, and with the size of the club and stuff.
Oh, they're huge, they're massive.
So it's just, obviously it's disappointing for them when you can see potential there, but no one's doing anything about it. And obviously getting rid of Rafa is massive.
I mean, even if they did get say a player that would say it's bang average, obviously like, doing it, like, I've Newcastle, I've done it in years, and they become a fantastic player in the first half of the season. Under Mark Ashley, yeah. They'll probably sell them in January, and they'll not look to replace until the end of the season.
It's just a constant cycle of, well, we'll sign him, we'll sell him for maybe 10, 20 million more than we got him for. We'll sell him on, and we'll bring in someone who's 5, 10 mil less than. It's disappointing for him, though.
Rafa Benitez leaving as well. I think I read something somewhere that they'd basically sit down and had a talk. Rafa wanted to stay, but they didn't have the same philosophies as each other. So I don't know what Mark Ashley's expecting. I think Rafa's obviously wanting to aim high. We always managed before. I think he's wanting to look higher up the table. So I'm guessing he's probably said something like, I need this much money, I want to bring in these players. And Mark Ashley's like, obviously not too bothered.
Yeah,
at the minute. He just turned a blind eye to him, really.
It's not even that. He knows that no one likes him, but he still... Do you know what I mean? He knows what he's doing is getting people...
I think he's sort of enjoying it.
Yeah, like, he likes to be the villain, do you know what I mean? But, like, come on, you're a business owner. You're a multi-millionaire. You're probably about 40, 50-year-old. You need to just grow up a bit, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take responsibility for yourself and...
Oh, yeah. It's not like just a little local business or something.
But what's
like
the worst
that's
going to happen if you were to say, right, change, right, put money into the club, we'll sign the right players, What's the worst that can happen? They're not going to finish lower than they already are, because they finished pretty much rock bottom every season. Like,
whether he buys anyone or not, he's still going to get the same money out of the club.
Yeah, he's not going to lose any money. Yeah, like, even if he signs like a 30 million player, they don't turn out to be great. You probably get 15, 20 million from abroad to sell him.
Yeah.
So you're losing 5, 10 million.
Sometimes it's a bit papers.
Even if he signs a striker and you get, what, 4 or 5 in Prem, teams always snap players up that can score in Prem.
Yeah, oh, definitely. There's a couple of. We don't know what's happening with manager. I quit that's not resolved. Obviously, what's going on as well. Obviously, there's a few going for it. I've seen that Mikel Arteta, one of them going for it. Chico Flores, I've seen that somewhere. And I think the best one they could possibly get is Roberto Martinez. And I think that could be a very strong possibility. I think that'd be a great appointment for him as a manager. I think he will get the best out of the players, like we said, the players that they might bring in on a bit of a shoestring budget if they don't get his takeover. Obviously, my cash got money to spend, but I think Martinez could possibly work well with whatever budget he's given, to be honest. Obviously, he's done it with Wigan before. Everton, he weren't getting masses and masses and masses of money.
And Swansea didn't even, did he, when he managed Swansea?
So. Yeah, so I think he's done quite well. I think he'd be a great replacement for Benitez. But I think the key is getting the whole ownership sorted out. That needs to be done quick, smart. You can't mess about with things like that. It can ruin a club.
And it's not that, you can only go downhill from Rafa Benitez at Newcastle, because you're not going to get anyone who's got more pedigree than Rafa.
Oh, yeah.
So where are you looking to, what are you looking to do? Maybe stump across a random, you unearth some gem or whatever and take, he's not going to do that, do you know what I mean?
I think Martinez could.
Yeah, he's got, the thing is with him, he likes to play football in a positive way, and it's, you need a manager who's going to bring some positivity to that club, because after Rafa, they're pretty much down and out, aren't they, Newcastle fans?
Yeah, but I think obviously the fans, they just get it sorted, get the fans back on side. The fans obviously love the club, they're massive up there, it's huge. You've got to do it for them. They don't deserve to be treated like this. Obviously, even when they're going through rubbish, even when they're in championship,
still there,
yeah. Turning the big crowds in, always turning the big crowds in. Definitely don't deserve it, and we hope it gets resolved pretty quickly. So to finish the show today, I want to just run over the appointment of Chelsea manager Frank Lampard. I think it's fantastic where it's come from. Obviously, managing 1 year in the championship at Derby and going straight into maybe a possible top four finishing side in the Premier League. Where do you stand on it as an appointment of a manager?
It's based on the, obviously, Lampard's great career at Chelsea, that he's got opportunity to go and manage his club. I think if Chelsea change the way they sort of operate in terms of giving managers time to build something, it'll be a really good appointment, obviously, because he knows talent when he sees it. Do you know what I mean? He's been one of England's best midfielders in the past, I don't know, 10, 20 years. So if they give him time to bring through the youth that's at Chelsea, because they've got the best youth academy.
Well, I suppose he found a lot of good young players for Derby as well.
Yeah, so obviously he'll be working with Mount again tomorrow. He'll be working with players that he was looking to bring in for Derby and make better. And if they do give him the opportunity to do that and give him time, it could be successful, because I think Chelsea need to go that way, because over the years they've signed players that are established and they bring in players from abroad and they don't work out. Like, obviously with Morata leaving, that didn't work out really well. Kovacic has not been great, Jorginho has not been great, so it's probably about time that they look to going sort of bringing through. They've got the best young players in the country, so give them a chance. You've also got Hudson-Odoi, you've got Mount, you've got Loftus-Cheek, you've got all these young players coming through, and I think Lampard obviously could be that person to sort of take him in that direction.
Yeah, bring him up with him kind of thing, and teach him what he knows, can't he? Because obviously he's still coming from recently finishing football, he still knows what the new game's about and how it's played, and obviously he's been at Man City as well, so he's worked with top class players at Man City.
And he'll obviously have watched loads of Chelsea, so it's like, he'll know that squad inside out, really.
Philosophies, he'll know everything.
He'll sort of know what they're looking for. He understands what the fans want, so he can sort of, he can level on that type of
Do you feel it'll be a strong season for Chelsea this season then? Obviously, I know they're struggling with transfers. They can't really bring anyone in, can they?
I don't think there'll be anything. I don't think they'll be great. I don't think they'll be in the top four this season. I think it's quite a bit of a left field managerial appointment in terms of like the size of the manager, his pedigree. But if they give him sort of, if he's there in, I don't know, three seasons' time, I think they could really build something. Yeah. Because obviously in 3 years, if all these young players have come through, they'll be established Premier League players in two, 3 years. So it could work out. I hope it does, because it's nice to see English players become managers and do well. So
I think you'll get a lot of English players a chance.
It will be good, and I hope he does well. Succeeds.
Are you thinking Europa League maybe, or just even outside that?
Probably just miss out on top four, whether it be sort of fifth or sixth. I think they're not going to lose that fifth and sixth place with. They'll sort of be around where sort of Arsenal, Man U were sort of
last season.
Yeah, sort of. He'll do enough to get a European place, I guess. But
they've just got to keep. They've got to hold tight.
Yeah, if he does come sixth, they've got to give him a chance. They can't just look at it on paper and think six is not very good. They know they've appointed him for a reason. Do you know what I mean? He's not gonna manage your point just to be there a season.
Yeah.
And I don't think they would expect him to
he's a long-term
go and win
manager.
The league or anything in his first season as a Premier League manager, so
yeah, it's definitely a long term chance.
Yeah,
I think
it is, but then again we've seen that before and they've just cut the ties after a season, but I hope they don't do it.
Yeah, I kinda hope they do well. So it's good luck Chelsea, good luck to Frank. Obviously he's deserved it. Obviously he's a cult hero at Chelsea, so I don't want the fans to start turning on him. That'd be a harsh way to go, but I don't think they will. I think if given time, I think
he
could be a great manager, to be honest, because he's not silly, he's clued up. So yeah, good luck to Frank and Chelsea next season. Thanks for listening to Prem Talk this week. Go follow our Twitter page @PremTalk20, and we'll see you next time. See you later.